Chance, we got it out. Clinton County Emergency Notification System. People can register for this now, but tell us what this system is. If you could describe what it is and how it came about.
Well, it's a system that allows emergency services to send messages out to the public directly to their email, to their text message on their phone, voice messages to their phone. Just a really good, quick way for us to communicate with the public when there's a danger to the public or something they need to be aware about.
What kind of things can they get warnings about?
Well, first are the automatic warnings. If you're signed up into the system and you've selected to get weather warnings from the National Weather Service will automatically be sent to your phone or to your email if they're affecting the area that you've registered for. So the address that you've registered, or we also give you the option of choosing other towns within Clinton County. If you have, say, a loved one in another town and you want to know if something's affecting them too.
What about, are there some that maybe aren't on the checklist to pick from that you would get automatically no matter what, such as, you know, maybe under the Homeland Security type or major disaster type issues that are not part of the selection but are part of the system?
Certainly. There are some non-weather related warnings, such as a law enforcement emergency or a civil danger, things like that, that we may use. For instance, if there's a hazardous materials spill or incident that we're not allowing people to opt out of. Those would be very rare uses. We would hope to not use those very often at all. And we want everybody registered to the system to get those type of warnings.
How about registering? Is it difficult?
I don't think so. We put a lot of thought into that registration page to try and make it easy for people to register. On the Clinton County, Iowa Emergency Management page, we've also included a job aid. That job aid does a step-by-step, what does each area mean and what should you enter here, what should you click here in order to sign up.
And I guess, does this replace the idea of paying attention to the weather warning sirens, the news broadcasts, other situations, keeping an eye out for yourself? Does it replace those kind of things, or you look at it more as an addition to?
Oh, I definitely look at it as an addition. Emergency management philosophy in a whole says we need to have multiple messages coming from multiple sources in order to really affect behavior. People need to hear a warning multiple times from different sources before they really take it seriously. And so this is just one more way for us to get that message out to the public and hopefully get them to make behaviors that would be safe for them.
This is all done under how? Where did, I guess, the system come from? How's this funded? Who thought of it?
Well, we've actually been hoping to get a system like this since around 2008. At that time, it was cost prohibitive to have a system like this. And then a few years ago, I heard that the state was looking into doing a statewide system. And luckily, they were able to fund that, and they've allowed counties all across the state. Currently, as of today, I believe 80 out of 99 have signed up. Counties can sign up for free and utilize the statewide service, and I'm very appreciative to the state for taking that step, and I think it's definitely going to save a lot of money for it to be done in one central contract rather than separate contracts for each county.
And is there anything else we should like to make sure people know about the system?
Sure. When you're signing up, please consider what boxes you check. If you check to get warnings about freeze or something like that, you will get a alert when there is a freeze warning. Is that an emergency to you? You'll have to judge whether that's something you really want to get alerts for or not. don't just check all the boxes. Please take the time to consider what you're checking, because each time you check a box, you may be getting more alerts. And we don't want you to get sick of the system. We don't want you to decide that it's bothering you too much and unsubscribe. We'd rather you consider what's really important to you and choose those things.
Now, the people would do it if they get signed up chance, and maybe they start to see what actually comes in. Can you go in and adjust what you get if somebody wants to?
Well, there is no password or username with this system. So once you've signed up, the only way to change that is to go in and unsubscribe and then resubscribe that number or phone numbers and email addresses with different preferences. So in essence, you take yourself out of the system and then you put yourself in the system again.
And this is ongoing. There's not a deadline like we have to do this in the next week or 10 days. This system is going to be up and they can sign up next week, next month.
Correct. There is no deadline. Sign up at your leisure. We'd like to certainly get a good number of people involved in this so that when we do have messages that go out that we know the public is actually getting the message.
Well, thanks, Jance. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.